Welcome to Heard It on the Shark, North Mississippi's podcast for informed listeners with your show host, Melinda Marsalis. Heard It on the Shark is a weekly podcast that airs every Tuesday on the Shark 102.3 FM radio station based in Ripley, Mississippi. Melinda Marsalis interviews the movers and shakers in North Mississippi who are making things happen. By clicking subscribe, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, leaders of business, medicine, education, and the people behind the amazing things happening in North Mississippi. When people ask you, how did you know about that? You'll say, I heard it on the Shark. Heard It on the Shark is brought to you by Sun Bear Studio. Sun Bear Studio is a boutique recording studio in the heart of Ripley, Mississippi. When you record with us at Sun Bear Studio, we can mix, master, register, and publish your music, your podcast, or your family story. Email us when you're ready at sunbear@jc.media.
This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, Shark fans, it's Melinda. Welcome to another episode of Heard It on the Shark. And today I have on a phone call Senator Rita Potts Parks, who is our Tippah County and Alcorn County Senator down in Jackson. And man, they have had a wild ride for the last few months. And there's a lot of great things that have come out of this 2023 session. And she is on the line to talk to us about that today. Rita, thanks so much for taking my call.
I'm excited to take your call always to be on the Shark.
All right, now, Rita, let's talk about the main thing, four-laning Highway 15. It has been a dream for a long time, and it sounds like maybe it's going to become a reality.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I couldn't be more excited about Senate Bill 3120. And that Senate bill contained the three-year highway infrastructure program. And, you know, I've served District 4, Walnut, Tippah County, Ripley, Blue Mountain, and Alcorn County for 12 years. And I cannot tell you what a just a thrill, a joy, a wow. It's a wow factor that you get to, you know, talk to the people and let them know that we're going to be able to four-lane Highway 15. In that three-year infrastructure program, the top two projects was Highway 15, the largest amount of money provided in a single project in over a decade, $200 million coming to Tippah County for Highway 15.
That is amazing.
I mean, you know, it's more than amazing. We just stop and think about that, what that economic impact is going to be just from the construction process. And this project is to be let the very first quarter of 2024. So, you know, everybody get ready. Yes, we're all going to be inconvenienced, but at the end, we get four lanes. And, you know, that is just beyond, I can't imagine living there for my entire life and not having Highway 15 four lane and then all of a sudden getting the four lane. You know, I know when I drive over there and I'm behind a tractor and I'm going 15 mile an hour and I can't get around it, you know, it's so frustrating. It's road rage almost. So,
right.
You know,
this will be so much safer.
One of the selling factors, and any time that I talk to any of the leadership, I would always remind them that Highway 15, that section of highway is 2.5 times the rate of death than any other section of its likeness in Mississippi. So safety, even though we've had, you know, different slow points put in, flashers put in, markers put in along Highway 15 over the course of my serving the past 12 years, trying to improve the safety, nothing will improve it more than making it four lane. And I cannot say how much happiness there is about that. And just for all the people of Tippah County, just to know that this project has been, or the people have been waiting for so long.
Can you tell me where it's going to begin and end?
There are two sections. The first section will come from the Union County line to 1 mile outside of Ripley, Mississippi. And then there will be a new bypass road that will come from Highway 2 into Ripley. Those are the first two sections that will be completed.
That's great. And so it's going to kind of get going as soon as the first 3 months of 2024?
The first 3 months of 2024, the bid will be let and we will begin at the Union County line coming into Tippah County. So it's going to happen. Jody and I both, as we represent Tippah County, anytime we had the opportunity to be with leadership, we would remind them of Highway 15 and that we were the only shovel-ready project in the state of Mississippi. And I can't tell you enough about being shovel-ready. That project has been shovel-ready for 10 years. I want to give a big shout out to Tippah Electric for their part in making that shovel ready. I think that played an important role as being in those top two projects Again, Jody and I weren't the only two that were always advocating for Highway 15. There were always two people in Tippah County that never forgot. And every time they were in front of leadership, the lieutenant governor, governor, whoever was serving at the time, they would always remind them that they needed Highway 15 done. And, you know, I can't tell you enough for their leadership for Tippah County, and that's Al Hopkins and Bobby Martin. And it's unfortunate that they won't be able to see it or enjoy it. But again, they never forgot, and that was always their subject when they were in the presence of leadership for the state of Mississippi. So
I love that their leadership just lives on even beyond their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes, I'm glad that, like you said earlier, that we have gotten to live to see it. And I'm sure Mr. Bobby would have loved to live to see it. But that just goes to show you sometimes you just got to do the work and leave it to others to complete the project. I'm just so thankful, like you said, for their leadership and their insistence that this thing get done at some point.
Absolutely.
All right, now, Rita, there's other things that have happened good for this area of the state. Can you enumerate a little bit of that?
Sure. I'd love to talk about the continued support that we have given to the hospital project. The last 4 years, you know, the hospital project there in Ripley, we've always tried to help. Jody and I have, if there's been a shortage of funding for whether it be completion of this construction or for helping the city with maybe a million and a half each year. And there's no different than this year. You know, again, we were able to bring home around a half a million for that will go on the destruction of the old building. And not only that, but as we were voting for ARPA funding that was made available for hospitals, as a result of that, Tippah County Hospital will be receiving $800K for that. So it's always good that we're continuing to support our hospitals. You know, there's always a need. If we did not have that hospital there in Ripley, you would have anywhere from a 20 to 40 minute ride to the nearest hospital. So again, it's always good to be able to support that. This was a great year for us to be able to help the communities and the volunteer fire departments. A lot of our community volunteer fire departments will be receiving $100,000 for equipment that they'll be needing. And the unfortunate thing about our local volunteer fire departments, they're really struggling. They're struggling from a lack of funding. They're struggling from a lack of community support, and then just a lack of volunteers. This was a big year that we felt like that we could help that situation. And so we wanted to also do something not only with helping with their equipment, but also to encourage volunteer firefighters and people to get more involved. And there's a new program that's been set up. It's called the LOSAP. And that stands for the Length of Service Award Program, and that's a retirement program for the volunteer firemen. Just so proud to be able to be a part of that, to be helped, you know, to encourage people to become volunteer fire department, to become a part of those. Because without that, you know, that increases our insurance. I don't think the average citizen understands what that means to their community when they do have an active volunteer fire group. And so just want to encourage everyone, if you're not a part of it, to please be a part of it. Also encourage those who live in those communities whenever they're, you know, there's a barbecue or they're having a fish fry, to be a part of that and go up and help support those volunteer firemen, because they do play an important role in our communities, not only if in the situation of our homes, but in a situation of accidents. They're always the ones that are first on the scene, because we are a rural community. So again, happy to be a part of that this year. Looking forward to that retirement fund program just growing and over the next few years.
Rita, it sounds like y'all have really hit some of the hot spots with the hospital, the highway, the volunteer fire department. Those are all going to make us safer on so many levels. That is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. And if I might just be able to share a couple of things that, you know, I'm chairman of community colleges and universities, and I really want to just share, we had two exciting programs I thought that came out of my committee this year and will become law July of this year. And that one of those being dual enrollment. And I know a lot of the parents and students have We've had dual enrollment for several years. But what makes this important to us all is that going forward, that we will now be paying for 6 credit hours. The state will be. They will fund that. You would be eligible your junior and senior year, acknowledging that a lot of students don't get the opportunity to go to community college, or they don't think they'll ever go, but that gives them an opportunity to get a flavor of what university or the community college is like, and encourages them, hopefully, that they will continue their degree or their work with this opportunity of getting those 6 hours paid. And that'll be paid to the community college at a 40% rate. Now, they can always take more hours than that, but of course, that financial responsibility is on the student or the family. So I'm excited about that program. And as you know, during COVID, we had a real shortage of nurses. You know, our hospitals were struggling. At that point, we saw a lot of travel nurse programs pop up. So as a result of that, one of the things that I wanted to do was to encourage students, make them aware of the healthcare professions, particularly the nursing programs. And if with this program, if you will work in the state, you will work at one of our hospitals, you would be eligible. For every year worked, you'll be eligible for $2,000 each year for 3 years, totaling $6,000 that could be utilized on your loan repayment. And I'm so excited to talk about that in hopes that, number one, we can replenish our nursing staff. Number two, we can help, you know, students and families out in the repayment of their loan program, you know, and then just help retain here within the state with our young people working for us.
Those are great. That is wonderful stuff for our young people coming up. All of these projects are so forward thinking and future oriented. And I really appreciate that y'all were very clever with how you spent this money.
Happy to have been a part of it. You know, I looked at the ARPA fund money that we were having, just an opportunity to help with infrastructure, to continue to help with building for the future. Was excited to be a part of that, and so excited about Highway 15, just to reiterate that. It was a situation where being consistent and persistent and always reminding leadership that we were ready, we were shovel ready, we were the only one in the state when that opportunity came along, that we were granted those funds and the largest amount to one project in over a decade.
Senator Parks, thank you so much for taking time for this call, and thank you so much for your service down in Jackson. I really appreciate all our elected officials who are willing to give their time to help us keep running smoothly up here in the northeast corner of the state.
Thank you. Happy to be on the Shark anytime.
Okay, Shark fans, that's it for this edition of Heard It on the Shark. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to find out what's going on from local community leaders. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for an interview, or you want access to this interview, go to our website, shark1023.com, and click on the podcast tab. Keep it tuned to the Shark 1023 and have a great rest of the day.
Thanks for tuning into our daily programming. All of our programs are released as podcasts on the major podcast platforms, where the information can be downloaded and shared for months. If your business or organization would like to take this unique opportunity to sponsor a show that not only is broadcast as a radio program, but also a podcast, give the Shark 1023 headquarters a call at 662-837-1023. Imagine your commercial in this space every week. Give us a call.
This show is made possible by JC Media LLC in Ripley, Mississippi. JC Media owns the Shark 102.3 Classic Rock FM radio station where the show is hosted, and Sunbear Recording Studio where the interviews are recorded. We need your feedback and support. If you listen to the podcast on a player like iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. We also have an email in which you can share your feedback. That email is theshark1023@gmail.com. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite app or stream episodes online at shark1023.com/podcast. Today's episode was produced by Melinda Marsalis. It was edited by Rick Williams and engineered by Chris Marsalis. The podcast technician is Joyce Grady.